The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Back at you with Bite by Bite. This is a show specifically about Feeding America, heart of Alabama Food Bank. They cover 35 counties in the great state of Alabama down there in beautiful Montgomery, Alabama. He is the CEO of Heart of Alabama, and he does wonderful work, Michael Coleman. You were in recently Auburn for a food summit, and I love this because I feel like we can kind of pull the curtain back on what's happening and on things that normally us normal pedestrian people don't really know what's going on and how things get done. And all the different institutions that are actually part of what you do. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So it was actually in Montgomery, but it was led by Auburn University.
Okay.
And for those who, most of them in our state, we all know Auburn's a huge agricultural college and on the cutting edge of a lot of things. And so they have something called the Auburn Hunger Institute. And so it's all about how to continue to have sustainable food for those in our country to we can feed ourselves. And so it's just real interesting when you go. I personally did not go to the conference full time. I sent four of my staff members, but I was asked to speak on a panel about our food as medicine program. But what was interesting about it was, so there was me, and then beside me was a lady who owned a local farm that she had started because she cares a lot about, organic, fresh vegetables. And they work to put produce boxes together to distribute. And then there was to distribute those in need. And then there was somebody who represented a company, because a lot of companies are getting into this space, prepare kits and things and prepared meals and just trying to come up with. But when you do that, how to do it without all the preservatives and processing and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, we got to ask a lot of questions because we're across the spectrum. I mean, both of them said, we're in this space. We're trying to clean up the food industry. We're also trying to, but they also have to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
The farmer said, look, you know, I have to sell my produce because if I didn't, you know, I couldn't run the farm.
Yeah,
I totally get that. There's absolutely nothing wrong in the world wrong with having a profitable farm. She has a great heart, doing a lot of good things for her community. And then here I am over here going, okay, well, we have to supply food to 256,000 people who don't have the money. This is, you know, and so it's what was so interesting was, is you're getting more and more people across the spectrum trying to figure out how do we collaborate on this? Because that was one of my points is, look, I can sit here as an organization, if I operate in a vacuum and I'm like, we've got all these resources or we've got all these avenues. And the question is, how can we bring, everybody's got something to add to that equation. So what I illustrated was, is one of the greatest things that we do that I discovered right after I got here is we can go anywhere into one of our rural counties. It doesn't matter how remote it is. If people know we're coming, we can get 150 to 300 people to gather in a pasture out somewhere because I can bring a truckload of food.
Mm-hmm.
So, but take the food aside. That's why they come. But we talked to Alabama Department of Public Health. We talked to, and I talked about this right here. If you're trying to connect to these people in need, we've already created the mechanism by which they're out scattered. And now we can bring them together. Alabama Department of Public Health said, we go to these county, go to the county health departments, and we say, free immunizations. Five people will show up. And I'm like, yeah, but we can go somewhere, get 300 people. But if you just come alongside of us, you don't have to reinvent that wheel. You don't have to advertise. We're going to get the people there. Just set up next to us and say, hey, we're offering immunizations. You can see a lot of people are going to take advantage of that. We did it with the VA, and we got suicide prevention information dispensed for people with PTSD and going through those kind of challenges. So what's interesting I'll say it's exciting because sometimes there's a tendency to think, hey, man, we're carrying the heavy load, and we are in many ways the Food Banking Network. But there's more and more science. There's more and more connection with the impact that that proper nutrition brings. It's the number one preventable way to prevent disease right now. They believe that with proper diet, nutrition, and access to enough food, that over 35% of current conditions could be done away with. So the more we get out there, the more research we uncover. And in following weeks, I'll talk about some of our efforts to do that and how we're gathering data. But it was just really interesting to see 200 to 300 people gather in Montgomery, Alabama.
That's cool.
To talk about this and not just one size fits all approach. We're all coming in from different things saying, well, here's my space. Here's what I'm doing in this space. Here's what I'm doing in this space. And then to see a heart of people that want to come together and collaborate, because it's not about one organization getting the glory. It's like we're trying to solve a societal systemic problem. And the solutions are interesting. It's good to see academia mixed with nonprofits, mixed with for-profit businesses, mixed with small farmers. We need everybody at the table fighting this problem so we can make sure that everybody has enough food to eat moving forward.
Very good, my friend. This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.